learning a little bit more as we slowly go along in regards to the Department of Revenue and concealed carry permits, driver's licenses, and personal information. Anything new on this front so far, Senator?
Well, there was a hearing yesterday. It lasted about 5 hours where they'd subpoenaed someone in from the Social Security Administration to see what they knew about it, et cetera, like that. Probably the big revolution for the week was there was a letter that was presented in the committee that thanked Governor Nixon for his help in doing so. Yet he's denied knowledge of this ever helping in any way. And he's denying knowledge of ever seeing the letter. But it came, was directed to him, and came also, there was carbon copies sent to Department Revenue Director and other people. So there's no doubt about that that was given to him if he actually viewed the letter.
Which is also interesting, and is that the letter was sent early in 2010, shortly after Real ID was voted down and thusly signed by the governor the previous year in 2009.
Right. When we stopped Real ID in 2009, that should have put an end to it, but yet this apparently started sometime about that time because this letter was dated, I think, May of 2010. So that's an interesting development. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. We're not turning loose of it. I don't know how long it's going to continue, but the Senate and the committee doing so is going to continue to investigate that till we get the issue resolved.
The Joint Committee on Administrative Rules also meeting this week, I believe, in the hopes of getting revenue to start promulgating rules.
Yes, that's definitely a big push that we're putting on them. So they've got their hands full, but they still seem to be ignoring this situation. Hopefully we can get the governor involved. The attorney general has not done anything at this point, even though he's been encouraged to do so. So we'd like to get those two people involved and just come clean with this. And let's come clean on it and move on down the road, whatever method that might take.
All of this happening as we're now in the third to last week of the legislative session with the budget due in a week from now and the entire session to be finished in just 2 weeks.
Yes, we've just got two more weeks in Jeff City. Then I always look at it like the citizens are safe, but there's an incredible amount of issues coming up right now, important issues, budget being number one, getting that out. And so it's in conference right now. They meet and try and work out the issues. None of that has been worked out at this point. It's in the process.
One of these bills in the final weeks as well is your Senate Bill 432.
Yes, it got labeled a food Nazi bill, but the purpose of the bill was to allow churches and nonprofit charitable groups to continue to have their dinners where food can be brought from the home for a potluck dinner or for a dinner after a funeral. So we're getting all kinds of positive comments from all over the state about people that have been shut down for not doing that, that didn't have food brought in from a restaurant. So I've got a lot of people behind me on this. I hope the House will take it up shortly and we get that passed and put it on the governor's desk. Let him make the decision.